Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have federal civil rights laws precisely for the purpose of dealing with situations where the states have shown themselves incapable of meeting out justice.
The family should know that while they have lost their dear son, that they have gained a groundswell of Americans who merely want us to do the right thing by Trayvon.
Race was not put on trial by the state prosecutors, and therefore, this matter has not had an opportunity to work its way through the criminal justice system.
Blue Monday, how are you?
All right, let's hear what Savage has to say today. Maybe one of the toughest days in the history of talk radio. Welcome to the program. Normally, I enjoy having the last word in talk radio, but how many times can you hear the same thing in a single day? How many times do you want to hear the word Zimmerman in a single day? I never want to hear the word Zimmerman again. To me, it's over. There was a trial. End of story. But I have some things to say anyway, and here they are. Obama did the right thing by not stirring up hatred. Holder has shown himself to be beholden to the worst elements of black and white America by now digging into the racism when there is none. The FBI investigated this. The FBI did a thorough investigation. They said there's no bias in the case. Holder knows that. But Holder has built his entire career on racial dissension in the United States of America. He is not fit to be attorney general, and you can see that today. Now, why Zimmerman won? My friend Daniel Horowitz is a crack criminal defense attorney, probably one of the best in the country, and he sent me an email after the verdict, and here's what he wrote. He said, one, the defense won jury selection. Both the prosecution and defense thought women jurors were good for them. The prosecution thought the women would sympathize with young Trayvon. The defense thought these jurors would be fearful of Trayvon, would be fearful of Trayvon and understand the threat he might have imposed. The defense picked right. Two, Trayvon's using the C word. It's not as bad as the N word, but calling a white guy a cracker sets up a racial conflict that was one-sided. Nothing Zimmerman ever said invoked race. Three, Trayvon's girlfriend getting ghetto. She was the representative of Trayvon Martin, not his parents. They judged Trayvon by her. While she was decent on direct, under any pressure, she got sullen, angry, argumentative. So Trayvon calls a white guy a cracker, and his girlfriend under pressure gets hostile and ghetto. The jury thought the same thing happened with Trayvon. In other words, she represented how she behaved, they thought is how Trayvon behaved, the overreact. Four, injuries or none. Zimmerman's broken nose and head injuries were minor, but Trayvon had zero injuries prior to the gunshot. So Trayvon was getting the best of the fight. Put it together. A white guy, Zimmerman, is overly concerned with crime and being a big shot. He follows a young guy who might have been casing the neighborhood or might have been buying a candy bar. He attempts to make contact and is probably aggressive, nasty, and threatening. But Trayvon already has attitudes about crackers, and based upon his girlfriend's testimony, his response to being confronted was probably belligerent and aggressive. Someone initiated physical contact, and we will never know who. Trayvon got the better of it, and based on the screams on tape, this was a fight to the death. We will never know whose screams they were. So on close issues, such as who started it, who was screaming, the tie goes to the runner, since the prosecution has the burden of proof. We have a presumption of Trayvon having an attitude. The jury is therefore sitting a bit in Zimmerman's shoes and thinks he might have been right. Then they acquitted him. That's from my friend Daniel Horowitz, criminal defense attorney. I went to literature, and what I found was a quote about, it's not Zimmerman, it's all of us. See, there's lessons in this story that are universal for all of us. We all know that. Many of us are over-identifying one way or the other. The race baiters who are burning and breaking things in Oakland are using this as an excuse to stir up the black population. That goes for Holder. That goes for Sharpton. That goes for the others who are trying to steam up the masses into some kind of riots to cover up their own deficits and corruptions. That would include everyone I played, Congressman Gerald Nadler, New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. They're all trying to use the race card because that's what they use to get where they are. And there's no point in stopping now. It's worked for them so far. Why should it stop now? So I went to another level in my own thinking, and I found the following quote. Let's have clip number one. They'll know what I'm talking about.
You must look at yourself as you are. You must face the truth.
Truth? What is the truth? I've been a so-called coward and a so-called hero. And there's not the thickness of a sheet of paper between them. Maybe cowards and heroes are just ordinary men who for a split second do something out of the ordinary. That's all.
That's all. Anyone who knows where that came from wins a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. But literature is very instructive to us in times of crises, both personal and, of course, political. And this novel is one that I've read on the air over the years from time to time because it was written by one of the great writers of English literature. But I love the line where he said, I've been a so-called coward and a so-called hero, and there's not the thickness of a sheet of paper between them. And that, of course, goes to the whole Zimmerman thing. Was he a coward or was he a hero? The answer was he was both, depending upon the situation. And that's why I looked into that. But the case itself is very troubling in many ways. And the most troubling part about how the media is reacting to it, from my perspective, is something that's troubling me and has been for a long while. And that is the amount of black-on-black crime that is not reported. And more particularly, the amount of crime by blacks against whites that goes unreported or is never reported as a hate crime. And if you think I'm overgeneralizing, go to michaelsavage.com and we'll start with the Columbus Dispatch from a few years ago, where six black teens beat a white man who just died last week. They beat him to death for fun. They told police they did it because they were bored. He died. Not a hate crime. In Atlanta, four alleged black gang members charged in the murder of a white man who stopped at the wrong gas station. Why do I point these things out? Because there's no white Al Sharpton. There is no white Eric Holder. There is no such despicable national figures as these trying to stir up the white supremacists into rioting and breaking things. And that's the problem we in the middle face. 1-855-407-282 is the phone number. In my hand right now is the actual FBI report by investigator Christopher Serino, who's actually a police investigator for the Sanford Police. And the FBI agent looked into the case at the time, and they came up with the conclusion that there was not a scintilla of racism in Zimmerman. The FBI document says Zimmerman was not a racist, but he did have a, quote, little hero complex. As I told you last week, he wanted to be a big man. And now, of course, the controversial, the despicable Justice Department under this radical Holder is pursuing a civil rights probe which can never happen. It's impossible. You have no idea what the standards are to bring an action by a civil rights action. None of these standards can ever be met, and Holder knows that. 855-400-7282 is the phone number into the Savage Nation. I'd much rather talk about the national and international problems that are being hidden from the news other than the Zimmerman trial. We have a winner. We have a winner. Joe from WHAM in Rochester, New York, knows where this came from, where it's been said a so-called coward and a so-called hero. There's not a thickness of a sheet of paper between them. Joe in Rochester, New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad.
Right, but it's actually not in the book. It's only in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yes, strangely enough, even though it was based upon Conrad's great novel, Lord Jim, we couldn't find it in the novel. It was written by the screenwriter himself, who was also the director. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, a little bit. If you'd want to talk about books that were turned into better movies than the book, The Sun Also Rises.
By Hemingway, of course.
Ernest Hemingway, and I think Tyrone Power was one. The one that was.
All right, I don't want to get into movies right now, but I do appreciate you winning the prize for knowing it was from Lord Jim. Apparently, you're a very literate man. Stay on the line, Joe. A free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny now in paperback will be on its way to you. 855-400-7282. Any topic? I'm only going to get calls on this. You know, I've been on radio since 1994, and it's now 2013. That's 19 years. On March 24th, 2014, I celebrate my 20th year in radio, and with God's will, I'm going to have a big event in some big stadium, I think. At least I'm thinking about it. I think this is one of the toughest days that I've ever been on the air, and the reason is simple. You've heard everything that you could ever hear about this case. The jury made its decision. They came to a verdict. That should be the end of it. But we have such race mongers in government that you will be hearing more about it. You have people such as Al Sharpton, who came to power on race baiting, on rent-a-mobs, on the Tawana Brawley lie, on the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire, and look how it worked for him. An uneducated street rat winds up on television because General Electric knows it's cheaper to pay him a million or two a year than to have him out in the street in front of General Electric saying, why aren't you paying your fair share of taxes? And so, therefore, you will be hearing more about it because we have such haters in high places. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have unfiled traffic?
There's about traffic. South Bay, southbound 101 is actually the connector from northbound 882, southbound 101. Car in a big rig. Looks like that connector open, but maybe partially blocked. Southbound 280 at Bunker Hill on the peninsula. Looks like we've got a stalled car partially blocking the left lane. Marin County, southbound 101, Sir Francis Drake. That accident, three cars. It's in the center divide. And westbound 580 west of Central. Looks like a stalled car on the left side as well. I'm Dave Fouch, Shaw Talk 560 KSF.
The Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship is coming to Monterey's Mazda Raceway at Laguna Seca July 19th. Don't miss 3 days of adrenaline-pumping, heart-pounding racing as the world's best motorcycle riders descend upon one of the world's most beautiful and challenging racetracks. Tickets are available now for the Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship. Get all the details at MazdaRaceway.com. That's MazdaRaceway.com.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com. On the next morning show, can the Republicans ever make a comeback? We'll talk to an expert 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, on a Ticked Off Tuesday right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, and look, we're talking about the same topic you've been talking about for weeks now. It's heated up. The jury spoke. It's over, and yet it won't be over because of the race mongers in this country who have made a living and gotten where they are. They had dirt other than the race mongering. They'd be nothing. They'd be garbage. But look how far they've gotten with it, so why would you stop? In other words, if you're a man of no character who got there through intimidation, through threats, through riots, through rent-a-mob, why would you stop? You use this opportunity to push ahead. Obama is the only one, of course, he's playing good cop to Holder's bad cop. He's the only one who didn't use it to his credit. I expected him to do what Holder did, but Holder did it. So you have to assume that they worked it out where he'd be the good one and the other one would be the, you know, right? 855-400-7282. I really didn't want to talk about it, but I know that's all you want to talk about. I mean, there's case after case that we can talk about that would get you sick. Go to michaelsavage.com if you don't believe me. And I had to balance it out. Four alleged black gang members charged in murder of white man. That's in Atlanta. Six black teens beat a white man to death who died last week. And it's not a hate crime. They said they did it because they were bored. So they found an innocent white guy. They beat him to a pulp for no reason. And it happened a few years ago. Cincinnati area man who was badly beaten by six teens almost a year ago in a Cincinnati suburb has died. Pat Mahaney, 46, died at University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The six teens told police they did it because they were bored and looking for something to do. So, you see, that's not a hate crime to Eric Holder. He didn't look into a civil rights case on that one because he's got his agenda. He's got his axe to grind. 855-407-2822. MichaelSavage.com. Let's take calls on, I'd say, this or the more important topics in the nation or the world. Jerry on WABC, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mike. I'm calling. I want to disagree with you. I was at a rally yesterday for Trayvon Martin here in New York and Harlem. Very peaceful. You know, people spoke. Nothing negative, just as you saw the parents. What I want to say is historically in this country for over 400 years, white people have killed black people and gotten away with it. That's what this is about. It's the standard.
Wait, hold it. You mean that's a general statement that's true in your mind? Whites go around hunting blacks and kill them?
You look at the South, because up until almost...
Let's forget the antebellum South. You have a black president, a black attorney general. Almost the entire middle management of the government is African-American. What are you talking about? How long can you keep up this act? Are you yourself a Caucasian or are you African American?
I'm African American. Until the 1970s, no white.
But don't you have anything better to do?
Killing a black person.
But don't you have a job or anything better to do other than join marches?
It was Sunday. Excuse me.
Oh, great. So you took your day of rest, and instead of going to church, you went and marched in the street with all the communists and occupiers. And you really want us to believe that blacks are killed by whites on a regular basis in America today?
No, that's what you said. That's not what I said. I said whites traditionally in this country for over 400 years.
Wait, what do you mean traditionally?
No way.
When do you mean traditionally? In your lifetime, or you mean back in the 1900s? When?
I'm 60 years old right now, but
when did this hunting of blacks begin, and when did it end?
Well, we can go back over 400 years to the founding of this.
Well, you keep going back to it. I know that makes you feel good to go back to slavery times. It makes you feel that you're somehow locked arm in arm with the people who were enslaved. It makes you feel that you're entitled to your righteous indignation. But you yourself were never enslaved, were you?
Well, my, you know who was? My great-grandfather.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? My great-grandfather came over here as a half a slave. No one complained about it. He worked his heart out and died, that's all.
He would
run around screaming someone should pay him back because his ancestors built the pyramids in Egypt. Can't you get over it already? I mean, how much long do you have to go around with a chip on your shoulder about slavery? How long does this go on? Another 400 years?
How long does the Holocaust go on that took place in Europe? Don't you want...
Well, you don't hear me talking about it. I've talked about the Holocaust racket 100 times. It offends me.
Well,
I mean, maybe that's why you listen to my show. You think I don't know there are people who cash in on the Holocaust racket? You think I'm happy with that? I am not. It makes me sick, those lawyers and the other professional Holocaust operators. I understand how this operates, but I don't think it would. Look, at the end of the day, people can do what they want. It's a free country. But my suggestion to you is that the more you identify with the worst thing that ever happened to your people, it's going to be a burden and a stone on your own soul. The worst thing that a young black man can do is walk around saying, I identify with the slaves, because you will be enslaved by it. And the worst thing a young Jew can do is walk around remembering the Holocaust as the seminal moment in Jewish history, because it was not. Because they become victimized by their own enslavement.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. BART labor negotiations resume today. The current 30-day extension has 3 weeks left to go, but neither side showing much optimism at the moment, at least the two sides back at the table and talking. A 3.3 magnitude earthquake struck at 12:02 this afternoon, 4 miles northeast of Alum Rock in San Jose. The USGS says the quake occurred on the Calaveras Fault, that there were no reports of injuries or damage from the quake. Taking a look at the roadway, still busy on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the island into San Francisco. For the most part, it's been pretty good end of the commute, however. New crash being reported in Mountain View, southbound 85 at Fremont Avenue. That should be off to the right shoulder, a couple of cars. Hayward, southbound 880 at Winton. An accident there also off to the right side. And southbound 680 at Willow Pass in Concord. Stalled car, second lane from the left. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIP. A registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Every day we're working to be an even better company and to keep our commitments. And we've made a big commitment to America. I'm Darrell Willis from BP. We support nearly 250,000 jobs here. Through all of our energy operations, we invest more in the U.S. than any other place in the world. In fact, we've invested over $55 billion here in the last 5 years, making BP America's largest energy investor. Our commitment has never been stronger. For more information, visit bp.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
If you're a homeowner with good credit and you need to get a big chunk of cash, but you don't have enough equity or no equity at all, a bank can't help you. But at Cash Call Mortgage, you may be able to borrow 125% of your home's value on a second mortgage right now. Just call 866-590-CASH. Use the money for anything you want, including paying down credit cards. You might be able to swap out non-tax deductible debt for tax deductible debt. But check with your tax advisor first. Borrow up to $150,000 right now with a 125% second mortgage from Cash Call. Call 866-590-CASH. When bankers won't, Cash Call will. Call 866-590-CASH, 866-590-CASH, or visit cashcall.com. Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780 and NMLS Number 38512.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It feels as though we're stuck in the 60s, perennially stuck in the nightmare of protests and protests and protests. It doesn't end. The white communists stirring up the masses to try and break things, smash things, attack things. The vermin in the Occupy movement are behind most of this. Despicable race mongers popping up like the mushrooms in a sewer plant that they are. Every time there's racial division in the country that should have been healed a long time ago, there they are again. You think they know Trayvon Martin? You think they give a damn about Trayvon Martin? Do you actually think that Al Sharpton cares about Trayvon Martin? Well, he certainly cared about Tawana Brawley when he made the whole story up 20 years ago about a white detective named Pagonis who allegedly smeared her with feces and raped her. Turned out it was all a lie. Of course, if he had been a white man doing it, he would have gone to jail for 20 years. But now he's been rewarded by Jeffrey Immelt, and he's on MSNBC. He's going to organize a protest in 100 cities. What could be better for a low life like this than to continue the march of his own career on the backs of social civility in the United States of America? It's a sad day in America to see that there are so many lowlifes in such high places, such as Eric Holder and the others who are trying to stir up race hatred. And so all we can do is sit back and try not to get caught up in the emotions of this and hope to God that, like the viruses that they are, they'll burn themselves out. You know, all epidemics burn themselves out. You know how epidemics end, don't you? No matter what the epidemic is, it usually burns itself out. The only epidemic that I've not seen burn itself out is the race baiting industry. It's not yet burnt itself out. It's still ongoing. There's people making fortunes off it, unfortunately. So let's go to the callers. I'd rather talk about other topics. I mean, things going on in the world, you know, besides this, big things. But I think this is all you want to talk about, that is this. Joplin, Missouri. Frederick, you're on the Savage Nation from KZRG in Joplin. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I was so sick of the Zimmerman stuff earlier today that I started cleaning up my desktop and stumbled across a PDF that said Savage Egypt. I opened it up, and the title was Obama and a Shadow Socialist Group Behind Egypt's Fall, written by you and a gentleman named Greg Lewis. Excuse me. And I believe that, I mean, just seeing your insight on this, the first line is Barack Obama has been playing a critical role in making sure that Egypt, one of our staunchest allies in the Middle East, is positioned to become the next member of the Union of Iranian Radical Islamic Republics.
All right. I wrote that with Greg about a year ago. Where did that appear? Was it an introduction to something?
I was just so sick of the Zimmerman stuff. I was literally cleaning my desktop on my computer and saw that PDF and opened it up, and it was written in 2011, and there was this wonderful 13-page document that you had written, and most of it has come to fruition.
Yes, it was written right along with trickle-down tyranny. We try to warn America, but most Americans were not interested in it. What can I say? It's impeccably researched. Obama is behind the downfall of Egypt, and he is behind the downfall of peace in Libya. He is behind the civil war in Syria. There is no question everything this man has touched has turned to hell. Now, what's problematic to me is what's going on in America today, and that is you have a racially charged case because of Obama. Let's not forget, Frederick, that had Obama not come out in the beginning and said that if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon, this never would have happened. It was because of him that they had to go and pursue the case when there was really no case to pursue legally, and they pursued it. And now, of course, Eric Holder, who got where he is through affirmative action and using the race card, is now going to go and try to stir it up all over again. Instead of being an attorney general, he's going to be a prosecutor for this case. It's horrible. It's just horrible. Thank you for the call. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. Let's go to Alabama. Billy, thanks for calling. Billy, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, my first time ever calling you. I've been listening to you quite some time now. I want to say that, number one, and this is probably going to make some of your listeners mad, I'm not an African-American. I'm a black American. I was not born in Africa. I was born in America. I'm originally from Alabama.
I know what you're saying. I love when people use words with the hyphen in it.
The heart of the civil rights movement. But you know what? Just like yourself, I agree with you. I'm about sick and tired of this crap regarding people trying to pit me against you, you against me, race against race. And a lot of your listeners don't realize and understand that it's the news media's job to basically pump this up into the air, get people excited. Black against white, white against black.
It is, Billy. It's awful. They can burn the country down. If it burns, it earns. If it bleeds, it leads. I've said it for years. They're pissed off that more people didn't get beaten up or die over the weekend. Vermin like those here in San Francisco who used racially insensitive words about Chinese Americans with the airline crash, who have not been fired, they live off this. They thrive on it. It's the media that has wrecked this country, Billy. And they're not through yet with the wrecking ball.
Mr. Savage, can I say something to you? Today I was so infuriated that I contacted the Congressional Black Caucus and I got their secretary and I vented on her because of the fact that I told her that, you know what, Eric Holder should understand and respect the jury's decision, that what was said, what was made, it's over and it's done with. Instead of trying to use taxpayers' dollars to go after this man.
And what did the secretary say? Did she say anything to you?
Well, let me take it a little bit further, because of something that you said at the beginning of your show, that black-on-black crime. Like I told her, all these demonstrations that Al Sharpton is trying to institute out there. Why doesn't he take those demonstrations out to Chicago where black-on-black crime is really prevalent?
Because the Democrat machine would not permit it. The Rahm Emanuel machine in Chicago does not want it. They want to take the focus off their corruption and their horrendous incapacity to run a city. That's why.
But you know what? Like you said, Mr. Savage, there's so many things that's going on in this world, going on in America, and I'm going to say this in closing, that if the average American knew, and I don't care what color you are, what's going on in this world and in America, they will wake up and realize that we're being duped, or some of us at least are being duped. Myself, my eyes are open and my ears are open, and I see and I know what's going on.
Well, that's all that matters. The truth shall set you free. It doesn't mean it will set America free. All that matters is that one man feels free because he knows what's going on, and that's how you have to look at it. You can't expect ignoramuses and race mongers to ever acknowledge what you just said. All you can do, Billy, is try to make your own self a little saner by at least saying, I know what's going on and I know the truth. It's sort of enlightening in its own way, and I thank you for that call. That's all we can do at this time. You know what's interesting to me is there's an element of this that's bothering me, a very bad element of it, which is all of these people protesting simply on the base of Trayvon Martin's race, as though they are all members of a single family. Where'd that come from? What is this, like a tribal mentality? That a person who they never met is suddenly their brother? How come white people don't have that sense of if a white man is beaten up or killed or run over by a train, by a drunk, let's say, operator of a train, where they all march because they knew the white? They didn't know the white man. What is this? How long does this go on in the modern world? We're not living in the 12th century in Iraq. Well, anyway, again, it's one man's opinion. WABC Mike, you're on the Savage Nation on this sad day. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I'm a big fan. So is my wife, first-time caller.
Thank you.
What you just said kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but whenever a minority does something, I don't know why it is, but they feel compelled to back their own kind. Whereas when a white person does something, in the case of like Casey Anthony, when you know that she did something wrong and, you know, she murdered the child, everyone's like, okay, it's clear as day. Whereas in this case, it's, you know, they go and they back and they protest and they rally. It's like, what's going on here? This guy clearly, you know, he's a punk.
Here's the reason. If you look at the riots in Oakland over the week in Oakland, California, where there's a very small police department, a moron for a mayor, they trashed restaurants, they beat people up in the streets. You look at who's behind it with the masks on. It's the white communists, the white anarchists, basically, who are in the gutter. That's who's doing it. They're the ones who are trying to take this little flame and turn it into a bonfire, not of the vanities, but of the profanities, and I thank you for the call. Here's a story just out of the Baltimore Sun, came to me minutes ago from a friend in the media. Witness claims youths yelled, "This is for Trayvon," and beating him. This just happened. Baltimore police say they're investigating a witness account that a group of black youths beat a Hispanic man near Patterson Park Sunday while saying, "This is for Trayvon." A witness posted the account on a community Facebook page, and police confirmed they're looking into whether the suspect's reaction to the verdict, blah, blah, blah. And that's the story. One of them had a handgun. They beat up a 37-year-old Hispanic man. They caught up with him. The male with the gun beat the victim with what appeared to be his gun, while the other kind and gentle members of the group kicked and stomped the Hispanic man. They were just yelling and calling him names as they ran after him. But once they were hitting him, and after that they started yelling, "This is for Trayvon," said Dudley, who heard the chant repeated multiple times. The police have no arrests or named suspects. And thus far, Eric Holder has not been counseled on this issue. He described all of the males as between 16 and 18 and told police a 6-foot suspect with a black stretchy shirt and mohawk told him what I can't even follow it. So now it's not just black on white, it's black on Hispanic. And that's another problem in the country. It's minority against minority, another issue. If you'd rather talk about another topic, I would rather move on. I know that this is all that's on anyone's mind. But I would like to caution those of you who are in on this to the fact that the FBI investigation says Zimmerman was not a racist, but he did have a little hero complex, as I told you, that was obvious, And that didn't stop Eric Holder, who's gotten where he is through affirmative action and using the race card, from pursuing a civil rights probe. Now, the standards of a civil rights case are enormously high to meet, and they cannot be met in this case. And Holder knows that, but it did not stop him from stirring up the masses into this hatred. There's nothing more I can say about this. This is a powder keg, and believe me, Obama and Rahm Emanuel and all of the others who have gotten where they are through stirring up the masses are not going to let this calm down. The bigger problem is black-on-black violence. How many black men shot black men over the weekend? Would you know? Is that a hate crime? To me, any murder is a hate crime. I don't know how you can call one a love crime. What do you call it, a love crime? They're all hate crimes. What do you mean hate crime? What is a hate crime? Where'd that come from? Again, that's a product of the radical leftist in the media. Hate crime. What is a hate crime? Tell me what that is. How does a hate crime work? To me, a crime is a crime. Depends upon the severity of it. So the Middle East is a big problem to me. So I'm going to go to michaelsavage.com for a minute, read you some of the other stories that are not on this topic and see if they are of any interest to you. The NAACP, again, an organization that was once moderate, middle of the road, and an organization that I could have supported, has become a monster. They're calling it a modern-day lynching. They had nothing to say when Clarence Thomas was lynched by the liberals in the media who are now lynching the country with this story. Do I have to mention the word Al Sharpton again? To me, the most despicable man in the history of the American media, an uneducated street rat who has no known degree as a reverend, referred to reverentially by the vermin in the media as Reverend Sharpton. What is he a reverend of? A reverend of hatred? What does he revere but himself and his own career, in my opinion? Syrian rebels side with Trayvon. Oh, that's interesting. The Syrian rebels, meaning Al-Qaeda, side with Trayvon Martin. That's very intriguing. How did that happen? Residents of a besieged town weighed in on the verdict Monday? The Syrians are the... who? It's unbelievable. The Syrian revolution backs Trayvon Martin? That's amazing. That's who Carl Levin, Senator Levin, the guy who wears the glasses on the end of his nose to make himself look senatorial, has said over the weekend he would like to see American warplanes bomb Syria. That's what we have in the Senate today. Warmongers, that's what we have in the Congress today. Hate mongers. And what we have on talk radio, frankly, and me, is somebody trying to make the peace. Isn't it time we made the peace in this country? And stop listening to these rabble-rousers. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business, and Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com, and Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483.
or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished on cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have on file?
Days of traffic, westbound 980, 27th Street off-ramp, stalled car, bottom of the ramp there, eastbound 84, connector 2, southbound 680. Two-car crash should be on the right shoulder. And southbound 680 at Willow Pass Road had a stalled car. It's in the right lane. Should be off to the right side right now. Same for southbound 880 at Witten Avenue. The two-car crash, that one also on the right shoulder. Still a little slow traffic. Northbound 880 at Milpitas, 237 up towards Auto Mall. I'm Dave Fouch, South Talk 560 KSFO.
I am a Major League Baseball All-Star.
I play for the fans.
I play for the All-Stars that played before me.
I play for home field advantage.
I play for the perfect play.
To become baseball royalty.
I play
to turn the lights out.
I play
to be a part
of All-Star history.
I play
for the National League.
For the American League.
I play to win.
We will win.
The MLB All-Star Game, tomorrow, only on Fox.
It all starts Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. on KTVU Fox 2.
La, 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 after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack.
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
On the next morning show, can the Republicans ever make a comeback? We'll talk to an expert, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, on a Ticked Off Tuesday right here on KSFO.
Now, there are new lows in America because of the... there's one possible positive from this Zimmerman trial, and that is we can see who the worst people are in the United States of America. We've seen it already with Eric Holder. At least Obama had the wisdom to act presidential. You have to give him credit for that. I was afraid he was going to do what Holder did. We can see that the typical race mongers, race baiters are doing it all over again. They've never changed. They're the same as they've always been. But there was a new low. How did NBC become as... when did NBC take a turn that it's taken? How did it go to the bottom of the barrel, media-wise, hiring such vermin? What you're about to hear is a contributor. And what you're about to hear, you're not going to believe. This was actually on MSNBC in clip 10. Listen.
As for Eric Holder, look, the reality is you got to act now. The president, you won the second term. You're in office. You are ensconced. Do something courageous, bold, and helpful, not only to African-American people, but to America. Because lest we do this, white Americans and others will feel that this was a justifiable verdict. This is how things happen. Not until and unless the number of white kids died that approximate the numbers of black and other kids who die, will America see it's beyond logic, it's about rationality, it's about let's get something done. I think the Attorney General will look at this, and I think it's...
you're
time
not going
to
believe
now
what you just heard, but you just heard it. You heard someone who works for GE, on MSNBC say not until and not unless the number of white kids die that approximate the numbers of black and other kids who die will America see beyond its logic. This was a man whose name I will not read because he is below reading a name. He's a professor in sociology, of course, at Georgetown University, which is the Ringling Brothers circus of universities, where the professors there make up the intellectual freak show of academia. If you can't get a job teaching anywhere else, but you talk a good line and you know how to bash whitey, you go right to the head of the class, you become a tenured professor of sos at Georgetown, who outbids Harvard, no doubt, for the bottom of the barrel. This is America today. This is what we have to live with today. Now, it's okay if you dump them into universities. That's where they all belong. But when you actually see them hired by Jeffrey Immelt of General Electric, a public company, and you people own stock in such companies, and you let this go on, and you say nothing, you know where the real power lies? The real power does not lie with the vermin with the masks on, with the sticks and the stones. The real power lies with the stockholders of these companies. You could change things overnight. The middle class of this country has more power than you can ever know. You have the power to stop this, but no one's ever organized you. And I'm not going to do it. All I can do is be the, what am I? What am I actually performing in this country today? I'm a talk show host, so what does that mean? I'm not a revolutionary. I'm not a leader. I'm not trying to lead a revolution. I'm not Sun Yat-sen trying to overthrow the monarchy, the dictatorship in China. I'm not Karl Marx trying to overthrow the Romanovs. There are many in the media who pretend that they're Sun Yat-sen about to launch a revolution if only you'd listen to them this way to the egress. Well, good luck to them and good luck to you. I make no such mistake in thinking that I'm a revolutionary, though that ship sailed a long time ago. Many people went into radio, they thought that they lead a revolution. They listened to the Beatles songs in the 60s and they never got over it. I never wanted to lead a revolution. I only wanted to lead a normal middle-class life in this country. That's about my goal. But if my shows and if my books can act as a sort of architectural plan for those of you who think you are a revolutionary, all the more power to you. Take my architectural plan and build a beautiful new America with it. How's that? Does that work for you? Take my architectural renditions in all of my books and all of my shows and build a new America where we rid ourselves of this filth.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday.
You'll notice that Obama's scandals are suddenly in the background because the vermin in the media have found a ripe and juicy method of protecting their revered leader. Suddenly there's no spying on Americans. Suddenly there's no using the IRS as a political tool. Suddenly there's no death of an American ambassador because the commander-in-chief was nowhere to be found, or worse yet, ordered them to stand down. Not one scandal exists anymore. The economy is fine. The Middle East is not erupting into a chaos. Why? Because the vermin in the media have found a simple method to get the masses' minds off these problems. And here we are. And I've talked about it for an hour. I'd rather not do it, but I know I am going to do it. And I invite you to call on any other topic or that topic at 855-407-282. I would say this is the most depressing day I've ever had in the history of my radio career. I don't know what it is. It could be me. It could be me. I'm generally not a depressed person. I'm not. I have to explain to you what this is doing to me. I can't make believe I'm that interested in this case because I'm not. I'm not interested in it. Frank, I'm not interested in it. Let's pull back from the case itself. What actually happened here? Well, what actually happened here was just terrible. A kid got killed. He got into a fight with a guy with a gun and died. Terrible situation. You know where I stand on it. I told you last week I'm not changing what I said. I believe Zimmerman was a wannabe cop. I believe he got in over his head and he killed a kid. I told you that. Does that make Trayvon Martin the hero? No. Or a martyr? Of course not. But that's what the race mongers are doing with it. That's what. And what's sad is you'd expect it from a rat like Al Sharpton. You'd expect it from a dirtbag like him, a guy who built his name on hate and stirring up racial hatred. You'd expect it from him. But you'd think an attorney general who may have used affirmative action and race baiting to get where he is would have grown beyond it. But he hasn't grown beyond it. The only one who seems to have come to his senses politically on this is Obama. After stirring up the race hatred in the beginning, now he makes believe that he's not that way, which was at least smart enough of him. I got to tell you, this guy is the luckiest guy in the history of the presidency. Every time you think he's going to get nailed for one of his problems, it seems to me that his friends in the media take a small thing and make it very big. And that's where we are today. The clock is ticking on America. And I have to tell you, I have to drift right now. As you call my show, you can. You know, it's late in the day. It's like 8 minutes after 7 on the West, 8 minutes after 10 on the East. Some of you are still very interested in this case. But I have to pull back to another time and another place for a minute. Give me a minute, because you may or may not like where I'm going to go with this. I want to go to China in the period 1906-1908. And the reason I am going there is not apparent at the moment. There was turmoil in China. It was still ruled by an imperial family. And there was a place called Hong Kong that was fundamentally ruled by the British, as you well know, until quite recently in our lifetime. It was a British colony in the midst of China. They stole it from China, and they built it into a British colonial outpost. And the Chinese did it for reasons of corruption and whatnot. And then there was a young group of Chinese who did not like foreign domination. They did not like the imperial nature of China. They wanted a new China. They wanted a China where there were no coolies and rich. They wanted some more equality. They wanted more of the Western values that we allegedly have in the United States of America. And we actually do have equality in America if you work for it. The one thing the losers don't understand is that you may be granted equality, but it's not a gift. You have to work for it. You have to earn your equality. It's not given to you with a welfare check. Equality does not come from the government in the form of a handout. You have the equal opportunity, but the emphasis is upon the word opportunity. Unfortunately, that's been lost in translation since the civil rights movement. They have stolen the whole concept of equal opportunity and turned it into, give it to me, you owe it to me. And that's the problem. So you have millions of people who are bums, who don't want to do anything with their lives. They want the government to hand it to them. Or frankly, they'd like to take you and steal what you have, rip you out of your house, rape your wife, and steal your property, and your car, and your shoes. And they're being aided and abetted by those with the masks, while the government stands idly by on the outside. The government could stop this. But instead, the government is stirring it up with Eric Holder. But going back to China, so there's a group of young revolutionaries who want, led by Sun Yat-sen, who want to create a new China, a China where there's equality. Of course, it didn't work out that way. And the government, ruled by the imperial dynasty at that time, wants to kill them. They want to kill Sun Yat-sen and his followers with ninjas and other assassins. Of course, they had no guns. The revolutionaries had no guns. They had nothing but their martial arts and their willpower to get where they were. And it brings us to the gun, how important a single gun became to the revolutionaries in China. Because remember, the police, the British police force and their Chinese stooges were all armed with rifles and pistols. No one else was allowed to have a gun at that time, so there was a very low chance of a revolution occurring. And that brings us right back to the Zimmerman case. It's really not even about race. It's not even about Zimmerman versus Trayvon Martin. You know what it's about? It's about guns. Make no mistake about it, this is about the rights of people to own a gun. And Obama said that. he tried to tie it into the whole gun-grabbing agenda. And that's what the subtext of this case. Maybe there's several subtexts and a lot of subtexts. The dominant subtext here is seizing guns from the average American. That's what this is really all about. And you're going to hear more and more and more about this. But you're not going to hear one of the rabble-rousers say what we have to do is send the military into the city of Chicago to get the guns away from the gangs, to go into the houses where the gang members live and break the doors down and take their guns away from them. You're not going to hear about that kind of gun seizing, are you? Instead, the rabble-rousers, who are the greatest threat to social order in this country that I've seen since the 60s, are going to try and stir up hatred in this country of black against white and black against Hispanic. And they're going to be aided and abetted by NBC, MSNBC, and the other networks who thrive on burnings, lootings, murder, fire, and rape. They've never forgotten the great ratings they had after the Rodney King verdict, did they? No, they've never had it so good. And they remember the halcyon days of Rodney King. And they were praying for a Rodney King-like reaction this weekend. But instead of a conflagration, they only got a few firecrackers. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offer and Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 7783.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
My poor America. My poor America, run by dwarves. Intellectual freaks everywhere you turn. My poor America, how much more can it take? How much more can this poor country take is what I ask myself every day when we have corporate pirates at the highest level. Now, don't think I'm knocking corporations. I'm not knocking the corporate piracy that exists. I'm talking about the big companies like GE, Google, Microsoft, who don't pay their fair share of taxes. Those are the corporate pirates who have destroyed this country. And make no mistake about it, they're the reason we have Obama in power. He's their stooge. They make the rules, and they pick the politicians. And that's how they get away with paying zero or very low taxes and getting the advantages that they need to keep taking home the bacon in the inordinate way. They love this circus of the Zimmerman case. So no more do people pay any attention to their low taxes or zero taxes. How much more can my poor country take? The fact is I don't know. Many people say, could it survive the 60s? I don't know that America ever survived the 60s. When you see lowlives like New York Congressman Gerald Nadler, who still thinks he's a flower child, talking about the Zimmerman case as though he personally cares about Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, or a guy like Rangel, as corrupt as he has been with all of his scandals, the condos and the taxes, he cares about Trayvon Martin? Do you think they care about this kid? No, they don't care about this kid. They care about their own careers, and they care about getting people's minds off their bosses' scandals. So what is more important than the Zimmerman trial in the nation of the world is my primary question to you, because I'd like to move on, if you don't mind. There are other things going on in the world. I've put some of them up. There's an interesting story from Reuters. Cuba finds weaning people off communism difficult. You know what that means, don't you? Food stamps, Obamacare, free legal care, legal clinics, medical clinics. Everything the liberal communists in America have introduced over the last 30 or 40 years is Cuba. And the people love it. And eventually what you wind up with is old cars, doctors with bloodstained smocks who don't know anything about medicine, no pharmaceuticals in the clinic, and one salami hanging in the deli. But they get the food stamps. Of course, they hear there's no rich anymore in Cuba. All the buildings that were once owned by people with money who maintain them are in disrepair, obviously. They don't want to get rid of it. Cuba's food rationing system marked 50 years on Friday amid controversy with President Raul Castro facing popular resistance to his plans to end the benefit as he moves the country from broad subsidies of goods and utilities to targeted welfare. So in other words, this is very intriguing to me. Even Cuba is trying to move away from hard communism into a slight movement towards, let us say, the free market, while Obama and Holder and the communists, socialists, anarchists in the administration and academia and everywhere else are moving us closer and closer to the Cuban system of the government gives and the government gives all. Castro quickly began market-oriented reforms in 08 after he replaced his ailing brother Fidel, blah, 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 who installed a communist government in the island nation in the early 60s. But the younger Castro criticized the rationing system as paternalistic, irrational, and unsustainable. He ought to be an advisor to Obama because Obama has introduced a system that is largely paternalistic, irrational, and unsustainable. Cuba spends about $1 billion annually on rationing, subsidizing 88% of the cost of food. This law establishing the system known as the Libreta was passed in 1962, and ration stores opened in 1963. A lifesaver for some and obsolete for others, eliminating rations has proved perhaps the most controversial policy Castro has proposed. For many, the ration is necessary because it guarantees each month a little rice, a few eggs, some sugar and milk. It's not enough, but it helps a bit, and then you go find what you need on the open market. So this is the system that Obama would like to introduce in America. In other words, food stamps are out of control. Next, rationing may come in. So as I say to you, this country is moving in the exact wrong direction. Even Cuba is moving away from the system that was put in the 1960s. And here in America, they don't want to, and in Cuba, they don't want to give up with it. They love the rationing system. They love the rationing system. In other words, they love the equivalent of food stamps. And Obama is introducing everything that Castro's brother is trying to get rid of. It's unbelievable to me. Let's take some calls. Jane on WABC has a complaint. She's on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
This is
Jane. Jane, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. You stop praising Obama for being so restrained because he did this once before. Shortly when after he became president, do you remember what he did with that Professor Gates in D.C.?
Yes, I certainly do. Yes, he caused it, and then he made believe he didn't cause it.
Same act, different day.
Well, I'd rather say he was restrained because I believe in positive reinforcement. See, I thought after the Zimmerman verdict, he'd come out and do what Holder did. But they're playing a good cop, bad cop game. I know that. They got together and they said, I'll tell you what, Rick, you're going to take the hard stance. You're going to rabble-rouse, and I'll act like a presidential leader for a while. Because after all, I just came back from an African trip that cost $100 million. I got away with it because those in the media who are now stirring up the masses said nothing about it. And, hey, Michelle and I and the kids are leaving for Martha's Vineyard in a few days. I'll act presidential so no one notices where we're going again with all the billionaires in Martha's Vineyard. I love man of the people. God. WABC Marie, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I have a metal plate of my cousin who was in the Civil War and fought against the South. And I took a picture of this metal plate, which is a Civil War soldier, a young cousin of mine, and sent it to Washington, to Obama. And I said, end it. In other words, am I going to be angry at black people and the South forever because my cousin got killed under Burnside?
Right. How many hundreds of thousands of whites died to free the slaves? That's a little known question and a little known fact of reality. How many families were left without husbands, fathers, and brothers because they died in the Civil War to free the slaves? Was that not a kind of reparation? Is welfare not a kind of reparation? Hasn't 50 years of affirmative action been a kind of reparation? How much more can this country take of this big lie?
Not much more. And I wrote to Eric Holcomb.
You know, and there's another little fact that's little known, and it's a hard one for me to do on the radio without being misconstrued. How come Hispanics come here, and they work so hard, and they want to build the American dream? They get a house. They take their kids to church on Sunday. How is it possible that one immigrant group after another comes here and works their way into the middle class? And yet there's a class of people, white and black alike, who continuously use race baiting and hate mongering to constantly enslave an entire class of people almost forever. And by the way, I may as well just be quoting George Washington Carver, who said the same thing in 1908, that there's a certain class of people who keep this alive.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. For the third night, there is a protest in Oakland about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case. Several hundred people gathered in Frank Ogawa Plaza. Now, some of them have broken off. They walked up the Broadway ramp and blocked Highway 880. Both directions of 880 at the moment shut down at Broadway, although police trying to get a few lanes reopened. Expect some major delays. CHP has issued an advisory to avoid Highway 880 for the moment. Use Highway 580 as your alternate, and the protests continue in the downtown Oakland area. Taking a look at other traffic issues, eastbound Richmond Bridge, mid-span, have a stall. Right lane is blocked there. San Carlos, northbound 101 and Holly Street, have a trash can rolling around in the lanes. And back to the East Bay, eastbound 580 connected, eastbound 24, a chunk of concrete in the right lane. I'm Dave Fowler, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO.
I hope every Republican on Capitol Hill now realizes this president has declared war on them.
The Sean Hannity Show, weekdays at noon.
And it is hurting America's ability to stay a safe country.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by the San Jose Sabercats. It's fast, it's furious. It's the San Jose Sabercats football this Saturday, July 20th at 7:30 against the Philadelphia Soul at HP Pavilion. It's Fan Appreciation Night. Free Sabercats team poster to the first 500 fans. Go to thesanjosesabercats.com.
Twitter user Jer Falk tweeted, need a van, hashtag kids, hashtag road trip, hashtag weird smell. But Jer, we get it. At the Honda Summer Clearance Event, we've got great deals on the Odyssey. It's one of KBB.com's 10 best family cars, and it's loaded with standard features. We can't promise to fix that hashtag weird smell, but new car set should definitely help.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
For more information, visit KBB.com. See dealer for financing details.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I am a Major League Baseball All-Star.
I play for the fans.
I play for the All-Stars that played before me.
I play for home field advantage.
I play for the perfect play.
To become baseball royalty.
I play
to turn the lights out.
I play
to be a part
of All-Star history.
I play
for the National League.
For the American League.
I play to win.
To win.
We will win.
We will win.
The MLB All-Star Game, tomorrow, only on Fox.
It all starts Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. on KTVU Fox 2.
On the next morning show, can the Republicans ever make a comeback? We'll talk to an expert, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, on a Ticked Off Tuesday, right here on KSFO.
You would think that after Hitler and the Holocaust, this whole issue of race would not be used as a weapon by the race and hate mongers, whose names I don't have to mention over and over again. But not since Hitler have I seen demagogues use race as it's been used in the last week with the Zimmerman case. You know, we live in a society that's different in many ways than other societies on the planet. I don't know of any pure race societies on the earth. I really don't. I did study anthropology. I have a master's degree in medical anthropology. But you want to get into the issue, the testy, difficult issue of race. I don't know of any pure race societies. There are some. Probably China has some pure race lineage in many, many areas of China. And they know it, too. And by the way, they pride themselves on it, incidentally. But we won't go there today. But take a look at President Obama. He's a multiracial, actually biracial individual. I would say multiracial for obvious reasons. And let's look at Michelle Obama. She's a multiracial first lady. Good luck to both of them. But why do they have to overly identify with the whole mentality that is being promulgated by in such a hateful manner as it has been in the last few days? I'm going to read you something that's going to shock you. I don't know how I just stumbled on it. Ancestry.com is the source, so blame them for what I'm about to read you. First Lady Michelle Obama always suspected that she had white ancestors, but she had no idea who they were. With DNA testing and research, I was able to solve that mystery and finally identify the white forebears who had remained hidden in her family tree for more than a century. This is written by someone who actually did the DNA testing. I think the name is M. Fisk. And it turns out that Michelle Obama had a white slave owner as one of her ancestors. I'll read the rest of the article in case you think I'm inventing this, and then you'll see what I'm getting at. I'll read now. All across the country, growing numbers of people are turning to DNA testing as a tool to help unlock the secrets of their roots using companies such as Ancestry.com. And this woman wrote a book called American Tapestry, the story of the black, white, and multiracial ancestors of Michelle Obama. And she says, I pored over historical documents that I found in local archives, courthouses, and libraries, as well as records that I found online at Ancestry.com and other state and local data. But I knew that DNA testing would be the only way to unearth the truth. I suspected Mrs. Obama's white ancestors belonged to the White Shields family that had owned her great-great-great-grandmother, Malvina Shields, she writes. So I persuaded several descendants of the black and white Shields to do DNA testing. The results showed that the two families were related. The DNA testing indicated that Malvina's owner's son was the likely father of Malvina's biracial child, Dolphus Shields. Dolphus Shields is the First Lady's great-great-grandfather. This was painful news for many of the Shields' descendants. They knew that Malvina might have been raped and that their kinship originated during slavery, one of the darkest chapters of our history. But last month, members of both sides of the family, black and white, put aside the pain of the past. They got together for the very first time in Rex, Georgia, at a ceremony to commemorate Malvina's life. They swapped family stories, posed for photographs, exchanged phone numbers, and had a meal together. And there's a picture of them. It's amazing to me when you look at the black people and the white people and the children, some biracial. And you realize what America really is, a melting pot. And yet you have these haters, these race baiters. Do I have to mention their name again? It goes all the way up to the top of the food chain, who will not let the country live in peace because they're filled with hate, and they got everywhere on earth using hate. Hate mongers, race baiters. They should be stopped and let the country breathe. But stopped they are not. Instead, one of the worst of them, an uneducated street rat of the lowest order on MSNBC, says he's going to have rallies in 100 cities. Now, what could come of these 100 rallies? If we had a legitimate government that wanted peace, they would not let this outside agitating SOB do those 100 rallies. They would stop them for the good of the people. Because you know and I know what's going to happen. You know and I know what's going to happen as a result of it. But that hater who got where he is simply by stirring hatred, never had it so good. Look where they put him now. They bought him a new suit. Got him a nice tie, a haircut, put him on Jenny Craig. You'd think he was an educated man who knew something beyond the teleprompter. And General Electric lets this man besmirch the peacock? Yes, because it's better in front of a microphone in a studio for a couple of mil a year than in front of the GE headquarters saying, pay your fair share, as I've said for too many months and years now. But that's the sad state of America. And it could be stopped. You can stop outside agitators from stirring up people into a riot. The Oakland police could have been used to stop those rats with the masks on from breaking windows and attacking people last night. But instead, the illegitimate, corrupt structure in Oakland let it go on. The police were told to stand down. And so you see, the structure is such that they want the riots. They're praying for the riots. They're working for the riots. They won't be happy in the media until there are literally towns burning again and cities burning and people being stomped on. Because that sells newspapers, it builds ratings, and that's what they're about to do to this country. If we had a legitimate government that didn't want this to happen, they could stop it. They could stop it before it started. But the story that I told you just now in this long soliloquy is one that you shouldn't forget, which is that Michelle Obama had a slave owner in her ancestry. And what does that tell you? Here's some breaking news. Protesters in Oakland, California just shut down parts of I-880 at Broadway. Now they're heading downtown into Oakland down Broadway. If we had a legitimate governor, he would stop this. But you understand how the Democrat socialist machine works. They love this. So nobody pays attention to Governor Brown's bullet train to nowhere. Nobody pays attention to Nancy Pelosi's tunnel to nowhere. Nobody pays attention to the solar loans that produce nothing. Instead, they use the rabble in the gutters to scare the middle class into submission. And that's why I say to you, be very cautious, because if you think it's over, you're mistaken. These vermin could be stopped if Governor Brown wanted it stopped. These rats could be stopped if Obama and Holder wanted it stopped. They could make two phone calls and stop it. But they don't want it stopped. They want it started. And that's their DNA. It's in their DNA to stir up hatred and violence. And that's what we're getting. 855-400-7282 is the phone number to the Last Word in Talk Radio, the Savage Nation. Yep, there are other topics. Just as Oakland is cleaning up from the rats with the masks on, they're marching again. And where are the leaders? Well, they enjoy this because now no one's paying any attention to their corruption and the deals behind the scenes. Florida, Lonnie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mr. Savage.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's on your mind, Lonnie?
I was just on my mind. I just recently found out who my real father was this last year, and then going through research and found out he was involved in a shooting and he was killed. He was unarmed, never touched the person. It was made big news media in 98, NBC, Dateline, and all that. And he was shot by a black man, and he was shot because he was a drunk jerk, basically, but never never became violent at all. He was shot at 13 times, hit 7 times. He was dead on the 3rd time, and the person that shot him stood over top of him and emptied the gun in him.
And did the murderer go to jail?
No, he didn't. There was a trial. It was in also Sanford, Florida. They moved the trial to Osceola County.
Well, that's because there's no white equivalent of Al Sharpton. Nothing as low as that apparently occurred in the white people yet.
There was no violence.
We have nothing as low as Al Sharpton on the white side, which is why this went to a not guilty without any violence.
And I see all this, and it's like, I mean, Zimmerman.
And we had a legitimate, and in 1998, we had a moderate, legitimate government. We didn't have the people who used affirmative action to get where they are into high places. So you didn't have anyone stirring up hatred amongst white people to go rioting and such. That's all. It's a matter of leadership. It's as simple as that. Yep, I can't wait till the show is over. I'll tell you the truth. I've never seen anything like this, how this man has not stopped. I don't understand how this is not stopped by a legitimate government. WABC Paul, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I'm a retired NYPD detective, and I've seen firsthand what Reverend Al Sharpton can do. He can.
Wait, please never use the word reverend when relating to that street rat on my show. So far as I know, he has no degree other than one given to him in a crackerjack box. What is he a reverend of? What does he revere? He reveres hatred and violence, in my opinion. What do you mean, reverend? What has he ever done but stir up hatred?
I was being facetious.
I know, I understand, but I don't like the word misused. That's like giving someone a doctorate who didn't earn it. But anyway, you're talking about what he did with Tawana Brawley and the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire when he stood outside allegedly with a megaphone screaming, "Burn the Jew out"?
No, there was another case in Dobbs Ferry, New York, where an off-duty police officer, Richard DiGugliamo, had effectively saved his father's life from a bat-wielding black career criminal and shot and killed the suspect who had a litany of convictions for violent crimes and otherwise. And the rogue DA, Janine Pirro, basically railroaded him with the assistance of Al Sharpton. And he went to prison. He served 10 years. He was exonerated, cleared, and he's sitting back in prison.
Well, why has Al Sharpton never been in prison for what he did to Detective Pagonis and the lie about Tawana Brawley? Why, instead, has he been rewarded by NBC with a talk show position? Tell me why.
Well, Pagonis was actually an ADA up in Dutchess County. He wasn't a detective. I have no idea, but I've seen...
Well, I have an idea, because General Electric pays no taxes on U.S. income. So what better than take a guy who could rent the mob, as he's going to do in 100 cities, and go outside GE headquarters and say, pay your fair share, than to give him a job for $1 million or $2 million a year? How much better does it get? That's a cheap investment, isn't it?
Well, yes. If you or your audience want to help police officer Richard DiGugliamo, there's a clemency petition for him at richarddiGugliamo.org.
I think that's a very good idea. Let's look into that case. And you're saying that this very same... outside agitator is the reason that your detective friend was railroaded?
Well, he was a police officer. Basically, what happened was Janine Pirro...
No, I understand. I heard the story, and it's a sad one. What's the website again where they can help?
RichardDiGugliamo.org. I can spell it for you.
All right. No, they'll look it up. They can find it. They'll change it. Thanks very much. It's a sad day. I mean, I don't want to go through this for the rest of the week. I'm not going to do this again. But it gets worse. If you hear what's being broadcast by the once great NBC on their illegitimate child, MSNBC. Let's say MSNBC is the illegitimate child of a leftist organization, NBC. You'll understand how bad this gets. You know, it just gets even worse. What did I have? Savage Nation newsletter for July 15, 2013. You get it for free on michaelsavage.com. It comes into your inbox. Here's what I wrote. It's a shorty. Our country is in trouble thanks to the morons representing the news. In today's issue, Dr. Savage used the racist TV news gaffe that went viral to illustrate a larger point, that this is the same media we're supposed to trust to accurately and fairly report on the major issues of our time. Savage declared, "This is why our country is in trouble. I live in the most intolerant, false liberal city on planet Earth, San Francisco," Dr. Savage told his listeners, explaining. A moron in a local TV news channel is now world famous for reading a juvenile anti-Asian joke on the air. The idiot reporter claims she had the names of the pilots involved in that plane crash at San Francisco Airport, but they were obviously fake Chinese names like Something Wong and Wei Tulo. This country is in trouble because of morons like this idiot. I actually said moron and idiot. If you remember, there's a constellation there of moron, imbecile, and idiot. I'm not quite sure where her IQ is. Who was so stupid she didn't even understand what she was reading off the teleprompter. She should be fired immediately. A Chinese-American civil rights group should sue the station. Let me ask you something, all you tolerant liberal liars. What if I had told such a stupid joke about a plane crash or another conservative had done it? This is more important than you might think. These are the morons who run the news in the United States of America. These empty skirts are the ones who aren't reporting Obama's crimes. They're going soft on Islamic terrorism. This is why our country is in trouble. It's simple. It's to the point. It's really simple. Very to the point. Let's see what Michelle Obama had. Well, let's play Eric Holder. Let's get into clip four. Let's go for some of that.
Across the country, the Deltas are deeply and rightly concerned about this case.
Wait a minute. The Deltas?
The Justice Department shares your concern.
What's a Delta?
I share your concern.
What is a Delta?
And as we first acknowledged last spring, we have opened an investigation into this matter.
Shame on you. Shame on you, Eric Holder. At a time you should be calming people down, you're trying to steam them up so they forget about your gun running to Mexico and all your other scandals. Listen to what he does in clip five. Don't think he's any different than Al Sharpton. He's just a more polished version of Al Sharpton. Listen to five.
I believe that this tragedy provides yet another opportunity for our nation to speak honestly about the complicated and emotionally charged issues
that this case has raised. Wait a minute, this tragedy?
We must not.
Let's turn it off. I can't listen to this. He's stirring up violence and hatred in this country by opening up a case for civil rights charges when he knows damn well that they can't do it. The FBI is not going along with him. The FBI's report is not going, unless they're going to purge the report now. Under Obama, they could have thrown out the FBI report that was done in 405-2012 because they're about to do a lynching on Zimmerman. They want to lynch Zimmerman. They want to lynch Zimmerman. No matter what happens, the NAACP, Eric Holder, and the entire illegitimate left-wing establishment wants to lynch Zimmerman. They're not happy with the verdict. They want to lynch him. 855-400-7282. Here's Jean Tell, the darling who was the testified for Trayvon, the genius. She says, the jury, they old. That's old school people. We in new school, my generation. You know, I think she ought to get a Nobel Prize for that. Maybe she should join Obama in a Nobel ceremony. Look what she said. I mean, that's really literate. It's a different way of speaking. I mean, don't look at it through your lens of white literacy or English. She said, the jury, they old. That's old school people. We in new school, my generation. I think she should be invited to the Nobel Committee to get a Nobel on that one. In fact, I think she should get a show on MSNBC. I think Jean Tell should be given a show on MSNBC as a major commentator. What about you? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you, they're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's old school people. We're in a new school.
All right, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Do we have that tape that I'm asking for? The jury, they old, that's old school people. Of Rachel Jean Tell, friend of Trayvon, who was just on a CNN show, which is well...
To the jury, they old. That's old school people. We're in a new school. Mm-hmm. Our generation. My generation. So we're like...
Oh. Well, God forbid what's coming to America if this is the new generation. They old school people? We in a new school, our generation? My God, save this country. Only God can save America from what it's become. We in a new school, our generation, my generation. And then, of course, the creepy, slimy, limey says something. Do you have that one where he says, let's talk about... Do you have that part of it? No? I don't even want to play it. It's so horrible. That slime ball tried to get me on that show many a time. So did that other one from MSNBC tell me about his heart attack to get me on. I wouldn't fall for it. Who would go on these programs but the lowest of the low? You know, I mean, who would go on them? It's over already? You can't believe some of the other sound we have for you. Well, we have another big hour coming on the Savage Nation. Of course, as Huxley wrote, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Of the making of many talk shows, there is no end, said my friend Uncle Ecclesiastes. Of the making of many talk shows, there is no end, said Ecclesiastes Savage to me when I was a mere lad.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here is our number three for the July 15th edition of the Savage Nation radio show. The FBI document on Zimmerman says definitively that Zimmerman was not a racist. They confirm what I suspected, he had a little hero complex. This has not stopped the illegitimate Justice Department from pursuing so-called civil rights probe as a result of the illegitimate civil rights activists, in my opinion, such as Al Sharpton, a rabble-rouser going back to the Tawana Brawley lie and the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire. So, yeah, even the FBI won't go along with it. This is on, it's a big story. It just shows you what this feral government has become. Fury around America, police fire rubber bullets on L.A. freeway, thousands packed Times Square. Sharpton plans protests, of course, that piece of, it's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me how they let that Sharpton. The NAACP is chiming in saying it's a modern-day lynching. It's beyond comprehension what's going on. There's no limit. There's no limit to the evil of the illegitimate left. And I try my best every day to wake you up to it. With little media notice, Obama's poll numbers are sinking. That's right. Warmongering Democrat Levin calls for airstrikes on Syria in the middle of all of this. Can you believe this? That's right. Levin, a senator. A Democrat wants the United States to bring in the Air Force and start bombing Syria. Why doesn't he get into the Air Force plane and start bombing Syria? There's a lot of depressing news out there. I don't want to agitate you. You know, it's hard to ignore it, to be honest with you. 855-400-7282. Look, we're talking about the same topic you've been talking about for weeks now. It's heated up. The jury spoke. It's over, and yet it won't be over because of the race mongers in this country who have made a living and gotten where they are. They're dirt other than the race mongering. They'd be nothing. They'd be garbage. But look how far they've gotten with it. So why would you stop? In other words, if you're a man of no character who got there through intimidation, through threats, through riots, through rent-a-mob, why would you stop? You use this opportunity to push ahead. Obama is the only one, of course, he's playing good cop to Holder's bad cop. He's the only one who didn't use it to his credit. I expected him to do what Holder did, but Holder did it. So you have to assume that they worked it out where he'd be the good one and the other one would be the, you know, right? 855-407-282. I really didn't want to talk about it, but I know that's all you want to talk about. And I'd much rather talk about the national and international problems that are being hidden from the news. I'm only going to get calls on this. You know, I've been on radio since 1994, and it's now 2013. That's 19 years. On March 24th, 2014, I celebrate my 20th year in radio, and with God's will, I'm going to have a big event in some big stadium, I think. At least I'm thinking about it. I think this is one of the toughest days that I've ever been on the air, and the reason is simple. You've heard everything that you could ever hear about this case. The jury made its decision. They came to a verdict. That should be the end of it. But we have such race mongers in government that you will be hearing more about it. You have people such as Al Sharpton who came to power on race baiting, on rent-a-mobs, on the Tawana Brawley lie, on the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire. And look how it worked for him. an uneducated street rat, winds up on television because General Electric knows it's cheaper to pay him $1 million or $2 million a year than to have him out in the street in front of General Electric saying, why aren't you paying your fair share of taxes? And so, therefore, you will be hearing more about it because we have such haters in high places. But the case itself is very troubling in many ways. And the most troubling part about how the media is reacting to it, from my perspective, is something that's troubling me and has been for a long while. And that is the amount of black-on-black crime that is not reported. And more particularly, the amount of crime by blacks against whites that goes unreported or is never reported as a hate crime. And if you think I'm overgeneralizing, go to michaelsavage.com and we'll start with the Columbus Dispatch from a few years ago, where six black teens beat a white man who just died last week. They beat him to death for fun. They told police they did it because they were bored. He died, not a hate crime. In Atlanta, four alleged black gang members charged in the murder of a white man who stopped at the wrong gas station. Why do I point these things out? Because there's no white Al Sharpton. There is no white Eric Holder. There is no such despicable national figures as these trying to stir up the white supremacists into rioting and breaking things. And that's the problem we in the middle face. Go to michaelsavage.com if you don't believe me. And I had to balance it out. Four alleged black gang members charged in murder of white man. That's in Atlanta. Six black teens beat a white man to death who died last week. And it's not a hate crime. They said they did it because they were bored. So they found an innocent white guy. They beat him to a pulp for no reason. And it happened a few years ago. Cincinnati area man who was badly beaten by six teens almost a year ago in a Cincinnati suburb has died. Pat Mahaney, 46, died at University of Cincinnati Medical Center. The six teens told police they did it because they were bored and looking for something to do. So, you see, that's not a hate crime to Eric Holder. He didn't look into a civil rights case on that one because he's got his agenda. He's got his axe to grind. 855-407-282, michaelsavage.com. Let's take calls on, I'd say, this or the more important topics in the nation or the world. Jerry on WABC, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mike, I'm calling. I want to disagree with you. I was at a rally yesterday for Trayvon Martin here in New York and Harlem. Very peaceful. You know, people spoke, nothing negative, just as you saw the parents. What I want to say is historically in this country for over 400 years, white people have killed black people and gotten away with it. That's what this is about. It's the standard.
Wait, hold it. You mean that's a general statement that's true in your mind? Whites go around hunting blacks and kill them?
You look at the South, because up until almost...
Let's forget the antebellum South. You have a black president, a black attorney general. Almost the entire middle management of the government is African-American. What are you talking about? How long can you keep up this act? Are you yourself a Caucasian or are you African-American?
I'm African-American. Until the 1970s, no white...
But don't you have anything better to do?
Killing a black person.
But don't you have a job or anything better to do other than join marches?
It was Sunday. Excuse me.
Great. So you took your day of rest, and instead of going to church, you went and marched in the street with all the communists and occupiers. And you really want us to believe that blacks are killed by whites on a regular basis in America today?
No, that's what you said. That's not what I said. I said whites traditionally in this country for over 400 years.
Wait, what do you mean traditionally? When do you mean traditionally? In your lifetime, or you mean back in the 1900s? When?
I'm 60 years old right now,
But when did this hunting of blacks begin, and when did it end?
Well, we can go back over 400 years to the founding of this.
Well, you keep going back to it. I know that makes you feel good to go back to slavery times. It makes you feel that you're somehow locked arm in arm with the people who were enslaved. It makes you feel that you're entitled to your righteous indignation. But you yourself were never enslaved, were you?
Well, my you know who was? My great-grandfather.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? My great-grandfather came over here as a half a slave. No one complained about it. He worked his heart out and died. That's all.
He didn't
run around screaming someone should pay him back because his ancestors built the pyramids in Egypt. Can't you get over it already? I mean, how long do you have to go around with a chip on your shoulder about slavery? How long does this go on? Another 400 years?
How,
how long did the Holocaust go on that took place in Europe? Don't you want?
Well, you don't hear me talking about it. I've talked about the Holocaust racket 100 times. It offends me.
Well,
I mean, maybe that's why you listen to my show. You think I don't know there are people who cash in on the Holocaust racket? You think I'm happy with that? I am not. It makes me sick, those lawyers and the other professional Holocaust operators. I understand how this operates, but I don't think it would. Look, at the end of the day, people can do what they want. It's a free country. But my suggestion to you is that the more you identify with the worst thing that ever happened to your people, is it's going to be a burden and a stone on your own soul. The worst thing that a young black man can do is walk around saying, I identify with the slaves, because you will be enslaved by it. And the worst thing a young Jew can do is walk around remembering the Holocaust as the seminal moment in Jewish history, because it was not. Because they become victimized by their own enslavement. So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare's Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Livermore Valley's premier food and wine affair, Taste Our Terroir, takes place July 18th through the 21st. Over 4 delectable days, Livermore Valley Wineries will offer more than 20 different events, including its signature food and wine pairing competition, culinary demonstrations featuring Chef Ryan Scott, vineyard tours, wine tasting seminars, and a 5-course varietal dinner featuring 17 Livermore Valley Sauvignon wines. For tickets, visit lvwine.org.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation, plus for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation, plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey, Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday. It'll be this Thursday, July 18th, from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Eclipse Restaurant and Lounge in the Hyatt Regency San Francisco. That's at Embarcadero Center. Join Katie Green and me for some light bites, a cold beverage, and lots of political talk again this Thursday at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco. Thirsty Thursdays. For more information, visit KSFO.com. We'll see you on Thursday. On the next morning show, can the Republicans ever make a comeback? We'll talk to an expert 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, on a Tip Top Tuesday right here on KSFO.
It feels as though we're stuck in the 60s, perennially stuck in the nightmare of protests and protests and protests. It doesn't end. The white communists stirring up the masses to try and break things, smash things, attack things. The vermin in the Occupy movement are behind most of this. Despicable race mongers popping up like the mushrooms in a sewer plant that they are. Every time there's racial division in the country that should have been healed a long time ago, there they are again. You think they know Trayvon Martin? You think they give a damn about Trayvon Martin? Do you actually think that Al Sharpton cares about Trayvon Martin? Well, he certainly cared about Tawana Brawley when he made the whole story up 20 years ago about a white detective named Pagonis who allegedly smeared her with feces and raped her. Turned out it was all a lie. Of course, if he had been a white man doing it, he would have gone to jail for 20 years, but now he's been rewarded by Jeffrey Immelt and he's on MSNBC. He's going to organize a protest in 100 cities. What could be better for a lowlife like this than to continue the march of his own career on the backs of social civility in the United States of America? It's a sad day in America to see that there are so many lowlifes in such high places, such as Eric Holder and the others who are trying to stir up race hatred. And so all we can do is sit back and try not to get caught up in the emotions of this and hope to God that like the viruses that they are, they'll burn themselves out. You know, all epidemics burn themselves out. You know how epidemics end, don't you? No matter what the epidemic is, it usually burns itself out. The only epidemic that I've not seen burn itself out is the race baiting industry. It's not yet burnt itself out. It's still ongoing. There's people making fortunes off it, unfortunately. Obama did the right thing by not stirring up hatred. Holder has shown himself to be beholden to the worst elements of black and white America by now digging into the racism when there is none. The FBI investigated this. The FBI did a thorough investigation. They said there's no bias in the case. Holder knows that. But Holder has built his entire career on racial dissension in the United States of America. He is not fit to be attorney general, and you can see that today. Now, why Zimmerman won? My friend Daniel Horowitz is a crack criminal defense attorney, probably one of the best in the country, and he sent me an email after the verdict, and here's what he wrote. He said, one, the defense won jury selection. Both the prosecution and defense thought women jurors were good for them. The prosecution thought the women would sympathize with young Trayvon. The defense thought these jurors would be fearful of Trayvon and understand the threat he might have imposed. The defense picked right. Two, Trayvon's using the C word. It's not as bad as the N word, but calling a white guy a cracker sets up a racial conflict that was one-sided. Nothing Zimmerman ever said invoked race. 3. Trayvon's girlfriend getting ghetto. She was the representative of Trayvon Martin, not his parents. They judged Trayvon by her. While she was decent on direct, under any pressure she got sullen, angry, argumentative. So Trayvon calls a white guy a cracker, and his girlfriend under pressure gets hostile and ghetto. The jury thought the same thing happened with Trayvon. In other words, she represented how she behaved, they thought is how Trayvon behaved, the overreact. 4. Injuries or none. Zimmerman's broken nose and head injuries were minor, but Trayvon had zero injuries prior to the gunshot. So Trayvon was getting the best of the fight. Put it together. A white guy, Zimmerman, is overly concerned with crime and being a big shot. He follows a young guy who might have been casing the neighborhood or might have been buying a candy bar. He attempts to make contact and is probably aggressive, nasty, and threatening. But Trayvon already has attitudes about crackers, and based upon his girlfriend's testimony, his response to being confronted was probably belligerent and aggressive. Someone initiated physical contact, and we will never know who. Trayvon got the better of it, and based on the screams on tape, this was a fight to the death. We will never know whose screams they were. So on close issues, such as who started it, who was screaming, the tie goes to the runner, since the prosecution has the burden of proof. We have a presumption of Trayvon having an attitude. The jury is therefore sitting a bit in Zimmerman's shoes and thinks he might have been right. Then they acquitted him. That's from my friend Daniel Horowitz, criminal defense attorney. So let's go to the callers. I'd rather talk about other topics. I mean, things going on in the world, you know, besides this. Big things. But I think this is all you want to talk about. WABC Mike, you're on the Savage Nation on this sad day. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I'm a big fan. So is my wife, first-time caller.
Thank you.
What you just said kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but whenever a minority does something, I don't know why it is, but they feel compelled to back their own kind. Whereas when a white person does something, in the case of like Casey Anthony, when you know that she did something wrong and, you know, she murdered the child, everyone's like, okay, it's clear as day. Whereas in this case, it's, you know, they go and they back and they protest and they rally. It's like, what's going on here? This guy clearly, you know, he's a punk.
Here's the reason. If you look at the riots in Oakland over the week in Oakland, California, where there's a very small police department, a moron for a mayor, they trashed restaurants, they beat people up in the streets. You look at who's behind it with the masks on. It's the white communists, the white anarchists, basically, who are in the gutter. That's who's doing it. They're the ones who are trying to take this little flame and turn it into a bonfire, not of the vanities, but of the profanities. And I thank you for the call. Here's a story just out of the Baltimore Sun, came to me minutes ago from a friend in the media. Witness claims youths yelled, "This is for Trayvon," and beating him. This just happened. Baltimore police say they're investigating a witness account that a group of black youths beat a Hispanic man near Patterson Park Sunday while saying, "This is for Trayvon." A witness posted the account on a community Facebook page, and police confirmed they're looking into whether the suspect's reaction to the verdict, blah, blah, blah. And that's the story. One of them had a handgun. They beat up a 37-year-old Hispanic man. They caught up with him. The male with the gun beat the victim with what appeared to be his gun, while the other kind and gentle members of the group kicked and stomped the Hispanic man.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fong, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. George Zimmerman verdict protests continue across the country, and of course that means Oakland as well. About an hour ago, Highway 880 was shut down both directions by protesters. That has since been cleared at last check. About 100 protesters walking around Lake Merritt. It is affecting local traffic, so be advised in the Oakland area. BART labor negotiations resume today. The current 30-day extension has 3 weeks left. So far, neither side is showing much optimism, but at least the two sides are talking again. And there was a 3.3 magnitude earthquake at 12:02 this afternoon, 4 miles northeast of Alum Rock in San Jose. The USGS says the quake was centered on the Calaveras Fault. No reports of injury or damage. Taking a look at the roadways, have an accident eastbound 580 Vasco Road in Livermore. A bus and a car still in the center divide. And we've got a stall northbound 280 Olivera. It's in the second lane from the left. I'm Dave Fauch, KSFO.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms from just $24.97. A lithium battery keeps them working for 10 years so you never have to change batteries. With each smoke alarm designed for a specific room and the longest-lasting carbon monoxide alarm on the market, you can replace your older alarms today with kiddo worry-free alarms starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
On the next morning show, can the Republicans ever make a comeback? We'll talk to an expert, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, on a Ticked Off Tuesday right here on KSFO.
Now in a recent article, our next guest asks the question, why is our president appeasing the radical Islamists who want to kill us? Joining us now is Discovery Institute Senior Fellow, National Security Expert, attorney, and author, John Wolstetter. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I'm delighted to be with you and with your audience.
So why does Obama want to appease the radicals? Is he on their side or what?
I think it is a form of battered spouse syndrome. If we, you know, the battered spouse who's, is if I avoid offending my spouse who's been beating me, the violence will stop. I must have done something to bring it on. I must not provoke my spouse. And basically, I think that we see in a quotation from the senior officials that was given to the press reported in Bloomberg News when they were asking about whether the administration and the military might provoke violence and provoke a rationale. Then here's what was the response from one official. Such a move would fail and probably prompt a shift to al-Qaeda-type terrorist attacks by extremists in the Islamist movement in Egypt and elsewhere, the U.S. officials said. Now, there it is. If we do something like that, we anger them, they will come here, in addition to what they do over there. So that's the basic syndrome.
Well, basically what you're saying is that Obama thinks the Islamists are violent, so we should do everything we can not to provoke them, even betraying our allies? That would be like appeasing Hitler as he took one country after another, wouldn't it?
Well, when you're locked in this mindset, you interpret everything through that lens. He came into office on an apology tour for America because he really believes, this is his ideology, he believes that American power has been wielded more for ill than good in the world. And when it has been done for good things, he never credits us alone. Like when he said in Berlin in 2008, when he had that speech with before 200,000 or whatever it was in Berlin, he said, when the whole world joined together to win the Cold War. Well, the whole world didn't join together to win the Cold War. America led a coalition of Western nations to do it and had help from the Pope to boot. So he just has this view, and it is, I think, in his political and philosophical DNA, and it's not going anywhere.
Does this explain Obama's reaction to what's actually going on in Egypt?
Well, yes. He's mismanaged Egypt from the start. Mubarak was in trouble, and it was clear that he was likely to fall. But you don't push somebody, be seen to push somebody over the side, especially if it's going to happen anyway. And then they encouraged they kept pressing for elections sooner rather than later. And I know that some people here on the Republican side are doing that too. But the moderates are not organized. Early elections favor the extremists because they have a natural organizing place in the mosque every Friday. So it isn't even our interest for that. But they did that. And then when Morsi got in, despite having compared Jews to apes and pigs, despite the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood was the wellspring for al-Qaeda, and further on back, yeah, around the time of its birth, it joined up with the Nazis. So this is a very bad organization. The idea that they're moderate members of the Muslim Brotherhood is like looking for moderates in the Nazi Party. It is a very bad organization, very deeply and irremediably anti-American. And Morsi, one of the first things Morsi did was he expressed the desire that the Sheikh, the blind Sheikh, Abdel al-Rahman, who's serving life for the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, be released. And it didn't get a reaction from the administration, like, are you kidding?
Now, can Egypt's generals who took over the country really introduce a real democracy?
I don't think Egypt has a chance anytime soon to offer real democracy. And the reason for that is, Egypt is a country that is economically immiserated so badly nobody could govern it. I mean, you know, you get any economic philosophy, there are some be worse than others, and Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood is probably the worst of all. They don't care about economics. We have a country that is the world's largest importer of wheat, has 85 million people, the vast majority of whom live on what we regard as starvation level. They have no job prospects. They've destroyed the tourist industry, which is at the center of their prospects. They have no experience in building institutions that can lead to moderate democracy. So I think you're looking at a period of protracted instability, possibly civil war is a possibility. The Muslim Brotherhood and the more extreme Salafists, although it's hard to say how much more extreme they can be, are still going to be very powerful, and of course we keep calling for all segments to be represented. It'd be like asking for the Nazi Party to be represented in a coalition government in Germany. This president has an utterly wrong-headed conception of our interests, and as far as Egypt's situation is so bad that even the most brilliant leader could not turn it around in less than a couple of generations or start turning it around. It's a multi-generational thing if they can do it, and it's quite possible that they won't.
But even after the new uprising and the overthrow of Morsi, Obama is backing the Muslim Brotherhood.
That is exactly what I think is their bottom line. They're not saying it publicly, but when they're warning the army a little bit, they don't want to see the army do a crackdown, and I understand that the optics of that are terrible. But on the other hand, they do recognize enough not to cut off aid precipitously. There are people who are calling for it because of the law as currently passed requires them to cut off aid after a military coup, even if it was against the president who was trying to do what Hitler did in Nazi Germany, which was after a democratic election, get dictatorial power. That could be fixed, of course, if Congress would just pass a law giving the president an exception in this case. But he just doesn't have a clear view of American interests. He wants America to be less involved, and he assumes that benign forces will move into the vacuums that we create.
Well, what do you think happens next in Egypt?
Well, I think we're going to see a protracted confrontation. There's no leader in the interim that they can appoint, no matter who, that is going to satisfy large numbers of people. And at some point, they are going to wind up holding more elections, and it's going to be the only chance of a good result out of that is if the moderate parties have a chance to organize and get some help from outside. So, but I think right now you've got protracted instability there.
John, do you see any signs that this administration will actually do the right thing anytime soon?
They've been wrong on just about everything in the Middle East. If they were going to intervene in Syria, it should have been with, you know, a more forceful intervention. I don't mean ground troops, but a more forceful and much sooner, like a year to 18 months sooner. It's too little too late. In Libya, they pulled away too quickly, having decided to take the risk of intervention. And, of course, in Iraq, they withdrew without getting what they could have gotten, the status of forces agreement, if the president had really involved himself. And Iraq is now at the most violent it's been in 5 years. And this is undoing a lot of extraordinary work that we did over there. So Iran is still marching toward a nuclear weapon. This guy that was elected is not a reformist. I mean, one can think of the Iranians' government, of their leaders, what Bob Dole said in the Iran-Contra scandal in 1987, about an Iranian moderate as a radical who's run out of ammunition.
John, where can my listeners read more?
Well, I have a blog, Letter from the Capitol. That's OL, Letter from the Capitol, www.letterfromthecapitol.com, or just Google Letter from the Capitol. It's my one-stop shop where you can read my articles, where you can read my posts, including the one we discussed today. And you can read, in addition, you can buy either of my books online. My most recent book is Sleepwalking with the Bomb, issued last year on nuclear proliferation.
John Wohlstetter, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny.
Well, thanks a lot, and you can follow me at John Wohlstetter also on Twitter. But thanks for having me.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Paver, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
On the next morning show, can the Republicans ever make a comeback? We'll talk to an expert 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, on a tipped-off Tuesday right here on KSFO.
In Joplin, Missouri. Frederick, you're on the Savage Nation from KZRG in Joplin. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I was so sick of the Zimmerman stuff earlier today that I started cleaning up my desktop and stumbled across a PDF that said Savage Egypt. I opened it up, and the title was Obama and the Shadow Socialist Group Behind Egypt's Fall, written by you and a gentleman named Greg Lewis. Excuse me. And I believe that, I mean, just seeing your insight on this, the first line is Barack Obama has been playing a critical role in making sure that Egypt, one of our staunchest allies in the Middle East, is positioned to become the next member of the United or Union of Iranian Radical Islamic Republics.
All right. I wrote that with Greg about a year ago. Where did that appear? Was it an introduction to something?
I was just so sick of the Zimmerman stuff. I was literally cleaning my desktop on my computer and saw that PDF and opened it up, and it was written in 2011. And there was this wonderful 13-page document that you had written, and most of it has come to fruition.
Yes, it was written right along with trickle-down tyranny. We tried to warn America, but most Americans were not interested in it. What can I say? It's impeccably researched. Obama is behind the downfall of Egypt, and he is behind the downfall of peace in Libya. He is behind the civil war in Syria. There is no question everything this man has touched has turned to hell. Now, what's problematic to me is what's going on in America today. And that is, you have a racially charged case because of Obama. Let's not forget, Frederick, that had Obama not come out in the beginning and said that if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon, this never would have happened. It was because of him that they had to go and pursue the case when there was really no case to pursue legally. And they pursued it. And now, of course, Eric Holder, who got where he is through affirmative action and using the race card, is now going to go and try to stir it up all over again. Instead of being an attorney general, he's going to be a prosecutor for this case. It's horrible. It's just horrible. Thank you for the call. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. Let's go to Alabama. Billy, thanks for calling. Billy, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, my first time ever calling you. I've been listening for you quite some time now. I want to say that, number one, and this is probably going to make some of your listeners mad, I'm not an African-American. I'm a black American. I was not born in Africa. I was born in America. I'm originally from Alabama.
I know what you're saying. I love when people use words with the hyphen in it.
The heart of the civil rights movement. But you know what? Just like yourself, I agree with you. I'm about sick and tired of this crap regarding people trying to pit me against you, you against me, race against race. And a lot of your listeners don't realize and understand that it's the news media's job to basically pump this up into the air, get people excited, black against white, white against black.
It is, Billy. It's awful. They can burn the country down. If it burns, it earns. If it bleeds, it leads. I've said it for years. They're pissed off that more people didn't get beaten up or die over the weekend. Vermin like those here in San Francisco who used racially insensitive words about Chinese Americans with the airline crash, who have not been fired, they live off this. They thrive on it. It's the media that has wrecked this country, Billy. And they're not through yet with the wrecking ball.
Mr. Savage, can I say something to you? Today I was so infuriated that I contacted the Congressional Black Caucus and I got their secretary and I vented on her because of the fact that I told her that, you know what, Eric Holder should understand and respect the jury's decision, that what was said, what was made, it's over and it's done with. Instead of trying to use taxpayers' dollars to go after this man.
And what did the secretary say? Did she say anything to you?
Well, let me take it a little bit further, because of something that you said at the beginning of your show, that black-on-black crime. Like I told her, all these demonstrations that Al Sharpton is trying to institute out there, why doesn't he take those demonstrations out to Chicago where black-on-black crime is really prevalent?
Because the Democrat machine would not permit it. The Rahm Emanuel machine in Chicago does not want it. They want to take the focus off their corruption and their horrendous incapacity to run a city. That's why.
But you know what? Like you said, Mr. Savage, there's so many things that's going on in this world, going on in America, and I'm going to say this in closing, that if the average American knew, and I don't care what color you are, what's going on in this world and in America, they will wake up and realize that we're being duped, or some of us at least are being duped. Myself, my eyes are open and my ears are open, and I see and I know what's going on.
Well, that's all that matters. The truth shall set you free. It doesn't mean it will set America free. All that matters is that one man feels free because he knows what's going on, and that's how you have to look at it. You can't expect ignoramuses and race mongers to ever acknowledge what you just said. What you can do, Billy, is try to make your own self a little saner by at least saying, I know what's going on and I know the truth. It's sort of enlightening in its own way, and I thank you for that call. That's all we can do at this time. You know what's interesting to me is there's an element of this that's bothering me, a very bad element of it, which is all of these people protesting simply on the base of Trayvon Martin's race, as though they are all members of a single family. Where'd that come from? What is this, like a tribal mentality? That a person who they never met is suddenly their brother? How come white people don't have that sense of if a white man is beaten up or killed or run over by a train, by a drunk, let's say, operator of a train, would they all march because they knew the white? They didn't know the white man. What is this? How long does this go on in the modern world? We're not living in the 12th century in Iraq. Well, anyway, again, it's one man's opinion. I went to literature, and what I found was a quote about, it's not Zimmerman, it's all of us. See, there's lessons in this story that are universal for all of us. We all know that. Many of us are over-identifying one way or the other. The race baiters who are burning and breaking things in Oakland are using this as an excuse to stir up the black population. That goes for Holder. That goes for Sharpton. That goes for the others who are trying to steam up the masses into some kind of riots to cover up their own deficits and corruptions. And that would include everyone I played, Congressman Gerald Nadler, New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. They're all trying to use the race card because that's what they use to get where they are. And there's no point in stopping now. It's worked for them so far. Why should it stop now? So I went to another level in my own thinking, and I found the following quote. Let's have clip number one. They'll know what I'm talking about.
You must look at yourself as you are. You must face the truth.
Truth? What is the truth? I've been a so-called coward and a so-called hero. And there's not the thickness of a sheet of paper between them. Maybe cowards and heroes are just ordinary men who for a split second do something out of the ordinary. That's all.
That's all. But literature is very instructive to us in times of crises, both personal and, of course, political. And this novel is one that I've read on the air over the years from time to time because it was written by one of the great writers of English literature. But I love the line where he said, I've been a so-called coward and a so-called hero, and there's not the thickness of a sheet of paper between them. And that, of course, goes to the whole Zimmerman thing. Was he a coward or was he a hero? The answer was he was both, depending upon the situation. And that's why I looked into that. 1-800-1855-407-282 is the phone number. In my hand right now is the actual FBI report by investigator Christopher Serino, who's actually a police investigator for the Sanford Police. And the FBI agent looked into the case at the time, and they came up with the conclusion that there was not a scintilla of racism in Zimmerman. The FBI document says Zimmerman was not a racist, but he did have a, quote, little hero complex. As I told you last week, he wanted to be a big man. And now, of course, the controversial, the despicable Justice Department under this radical Holder is pursuing a civil rights probe, which can never happen. It's impossible. You have no idea what the standards are to bring an action by a civil rights action. None of these standards can ever be met, and Holder knows that. And what we have on talk radio, frankly, and me, is somebody trying to make the peace. Isn't it time we made the peace in this country and stop listening to these rabble-rousers?